Sleepers Podcast, Wednesday, March 27th. Welcome back to the show. Tomorrow, Sweet 16 gets underway. But today, you're listening to us, and we appreciate that. Card, how you doing?
Doing good, Greg. How are you doing? I'm doing good, but I'm a little bit, I'm antsy.
Why?
Because, I'm very excited for these games that are coming up this weekend. And there's a part of me that's antsy, and there's also a part of me that is looking negatively. What if these games let us down?
Oh, no. Why would you project that energy into the universe right now?
What if the parody gods strike us down for talking so bad about them?
What would be the worst case scenario here?
Maybe there's not a worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario would be like San Diego State, Clemson, NC State. The bottom half's good. Gonzaga,
Creighton? It's not even that bad.
We would be such big Gonzaga or Creighton fans if we got to that point. Okay, there is a chance this could suck. Thanks for projecting that start to show today. Good Lord, man. That's not what I needed. We are in the middle of recording a bunch of transfer portal videos. We've been uploading those to the channel. Just some news if you haven't seen those. If you're wondering what we're going to be doing in the offseason, still daily episodes, but for the first couple of months at least, we're going to do a lot of portal discussion. Oh, my God, Carter. Oh, my
Speaking
God.
Speaking of that,
no,
my
excuse
new...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. My wife just brought me a bowl of fried rice. Unprovoked, unprompted. I didn't ask for this. I have a bowl of fried rice. Wow.
That looks delicious, but what I was going to tell you, don't burn yourself. Going with the fork with the fried rice, I thought you were a spoon guy.
She doesn't know. She doesn't listen to the show, clearly. I literally took that bite, and it pissed me off so much. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Greg, my new small forward just entered the portal.
Who?
It's time to come home, Terrence Edwards.
Whoa. That's a fun one. We'll have to do that video tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my new small forward is in the portal. I can't wait.
Have you already DM'd him?
Yes.
I figured.
Can you guess what my DMs usually consist of when it's to players?
No.
It's the emoji where it's like this with the one eye peeking.
I'm sure they love that. Because, you know, Michigan State prominent Twitter members have such a great relationship with players.
Yeah, good ones.
They're all good until a certain threshold. That's what I'm told. All right. Well, this is probably too much information. You certainly don't want to hear this, but my throat is burning, Carter.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and go to the YouTube comment of the day before we got to break that down even more. This one comes from Wet Rocksta. Interesting. Boy, if Calipari doesn't go after Michi Johnson, he already said his dream school was Kentucky and Cal needs to get some older players. Unless this is a sign of Lamont Paris going to Louisville. Interesting. How do you feel about how would you feel about Michi at Kentucky?
I thought you were going to ask how would I feel about Lamont Paris at Louisville.
That's the follow up.
I don't think Michi's good enough for Kentucky.
Yeah, I think there's better options out there for Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Straight up.
Yeah, agree.
What do you think about Lamont Paris going to Louisville?
Not going to happen.
No chance.
No chance.
How's that fried rice?
Really good. I'm really enjoying this. I'm very hungry.
Do you need me to fire up one more YouTube comment before we get to Discord comments?
That would actually be really nice, so I can take like three more bites.
Okay, I can do that. Zesty Mashup said, love these portal videos. I'm glad you love them. We just kind of started putting them up. I think we're going to be doing those quite frequently on the channel, so make sure you tune back in for those.
The first round went pretty well. For that, I wasn't sure what to expect. We were kind of like, "Hey, will anybody watch these?" But yesterday went really well with all three that we did. So,
yeah, I have a good time doing them. So, and then let's see here. Oh, I guess we could say this. Thank you to everyone who's commenting on YouTube. Sleepers Media officially reaching 10,000 subscribers. So make a little clap for us.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, all right.
I mean, like,
to the Discord comment.
It's cool. You're not a moments guy though. All of a sudden, now you're a moments guy. We hit 10,000.
Just a quick clap.
I'd rather say thank you than like celebrate ourselves.
I said thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you to everybody who's watched. Thank you to everybody who's clicked subscribe. Changed our lives. Appreciate that. Changed my life for sure.
Yeah. I have a vision that, you know, I don't know what the number is, but I know once you hit a certain amount of YouTube subscribers, they give you like a, like YouTube sends you a plaque. Kind of want one of those.
I think we need 100,000 subscribers. So we need
is
to
that
do
what
what
that is?
we need to do what we just did over the last 4 years 10 more times.
Okay, we can make that. I mean, can you imagine if I had one of those plaques instead of a porcelain French bulldog right here?
Yeah, it would be nice. More importantly, realizing we have 10,000 YouTube subscribers and only 270 Discord members makes me realize our conversion rate to Discord is incredibly low.
Yeah.
We might need to hire a sales team because I don't think we're doing good enough.
Join the Discord, by the way.
Link in the description of this video if you would like to join the Discord. It's $9.99 a month. It's the number one way to support us. If God forbid, if we could get 10% of those 10,000 YouTube subscribers in the Discord, life would be changed forever. And we would be very, very happy. We would have a lot more content for you then because we would treat this as full-time jobs if that happened. So exciting. Okay, to the comments. We read the comments from the Discord every single day. We start today with Coop, who says, do you endorse Matt Painter's suggestion of, quote, say something stupid online and get banned for 3 months, dash sent from my local Walmart parking lot?
I don't like that Walmart caught astray in this. Walmart's a good establishment. Shout out to Wally World.
I went to Walmart yesterday with my wife to do Easter shopping for our daughter.
Really? That goes against your guys' brand, though. You're shipped people.
Yeah. Yeah, but we weren't going to ship the Easter basket and the gifts that we're giving our 9-month-old daughter. 10-month-old daughter, excuse me.
Is that bad to ship that? I feel a little bit of an undertone here. Is that a non-parental thing to ship an Easter basket?
We're not going to ship an Easter basket. No. No, we're not going to do that.
Okay. Noted.
Hand-picked with love.
A lot of Reese's eggs?
Well, she can't eat candy yet, Carter.
Can't you, like, break it down, though, to, like, mush?
Yeah, but, like, sugar.
Oh, she can't have sugar at all?
I mean, like, a little taste here. We're not feeding her candy.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it's well, one, it's not for just eating it. It's aesthetically, you want the basket to look good, so you want to fill it with good-looking Easter candies, and that includes Reese's eggs.
She would be much more excited about, like, the plastic eggs themselves to play with and open them up than she would be pieces of candy that are choking hazards.
All right, don't let me backseat parent.
Coop also says, would you rather have a chaos agent with a high ceiling and a low floor or a consistently average performance?
This isn't the right answer. Because the right answer is just consistently average. But there's something about high floors that I can't just get away, or high ceilings that I can't get away from.
I don't think you can be a chaos agent and be consistent. I think that goes against the whole point of being a chaos agent.
Right. Being a chaos agent means you do have an extremely low floor and an extremely high ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where
that's what's chaotic about it.
Yeah. It has to be high ceiling. UK says, I miss the old doctor, doctor, the funny jokes, doctor, doctor, the always cool doctor, doctor, the never rude doctor, doctor. I hate the new doctor, doctor, the always trolls, doctor, doctor, forgot his goals, doctor, doctor, jokes getting old, doctor, doctor. I miss the stories, doctor, doctor, always sweet, doctor, doctor. I gotta say at that time I wanted to meet doctor, doctor. I miss the pre-wash, doctor, doctor, never take a loss, doctor, doctor. I used to write long paragraphs, I thought I was doctor, doctor. I really just wish that he still loved us like doctor, doctor loves doctor, doctor.
Ugh. K-U-K? Snaps, huh?
Snaps for UK.
Get that off.
Snaps, yeah. Shots taken at Dr. Doctor, by the way.
I'm interested to see how Dr. Doctor responds.
Burner 605 says, let's go through each team and compare the pro prospects for each team because I still believe that pros win this late in March. That would have been a good topic when we spent 20 minutes on the Zoom call earlier this morning trying to come up with topics for today.
We should do we actually make it a habit to check Discord comments before we do things like with topics? I think we need to start doing that.
We do. Can we save this for a topic for Thursday's episode?
Yes.
Pro prospects in the Sweet 16. Yeah. Pro prospects, Sweet 16. Write it down. Remember it. Luke says, is Zach Edey the male version of Audie Crooks?
No, but somewhat, just because, like, physically different than every other player. That Audie Crooks is a freshman from Iowa State. She's 6'3". She's just an absolute bully. And she is physically different than every other player she plays against. Edie's also physically different than every other player he plays against. That's the, I guess that's, so maybe, yeah, somewhat comparable.
So it's like you in men's league because you are physically different than every other player that you play against.
Yeah.
How did men's league go last night, by the way? I see a lot of Twitter discussion from your teammates, Spartan Hoops DK and Justin Thind. They seem to be really crushing you for never getting in the post. That's something
Yeah.
I've never even played competitive basketball with you, but I've complained about it of your habits for as long as I've known you. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so here's what it is, and it makes a lot of sense to me. It might not make a lot of sense to others. I've spent my whole life in the post. My whole life. I'm talking about my whole life. Like, that's who I was a post player. Post, 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 post. That's all I did. So in my after basketball career of men's league and hooping in general, I don't want to do something I spent my whole life doing. I want to be a perimeter player for once in my life and not have repercussions. So that's what I do. But there are moments where I realize that I am a problem in that low post area, both scoring and passing and talking shit. So I go down there. Like yesterday, I was very DJ Burns-esque yesterday, I must say. I had a little bit of everything. I was passing. I did get a late game ill-advised three up that went in that I felt great about. So that, like, satisfied my 3-point perimeter game. But I was a little deep in my duffel yesterday, Gregory. I'm talking about throwing dimes, taking my goggles off, checking them to make sure they're good after I made the dime, hitting people with this after a couple post moves. I was very much in my duffel last night.
Did you get the win?
Yes.
It seems like your teammates don't love playing with you. That's my read from the outside here.
No, it's just, it's honestly, it's a DK personal problem. Because he's left to be down low while I'm just playing grab ass on the perimeter. And that probably frustrates him. And it should. It's not going to change me, though. That's what
It's
she signed up
it doesn't
for.
seem like it's just DK because it seems like Thind is also a little upset with the way you play.
I mean, if we were going to go there, I mean, we've won every game that Thin hasn't showed up to. So
I like Thind's
we
story
can.
about talking about he looked at you like Carter, they can't guard you. Get down low. You said, okay, bet. I got you. I got you. Watch this. You score two straight ties and then immediately back out to the All right. Hey, that's the beauty of Cartel. Rowlett Texas Boiler says, not sure if you have answered this in the past. Actually, you know what? I'm still on your men's league. Could I, if I were on your men's league team, am I playable? Like what ranked player on the team am I?
On our current men's league team,
Yeah, the one with DK and Thind and all them. Because I know how good
you're
you are
probably.
at hoop. I don't know. And I've seen DK hoop. I don't think I've played with him, but I know like what he's capable of. I don't know what anybody else is capable of.
I think you would be, you'd be third or fourth.
Oh, so I'd play. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Because DK, like, I know DK played real high school basketball and his stature, and you guys are
Yeah,
a freshman.
DK's good. DK's good. And he's also big. Like, DK, I don't think people, a lot of people know, DK is bigger than me. Like not like weight wise, but he's taller than me. So, like, he can finish everything down low. He plays strong. I think he compared himself to, like, Ethan Happ-ish. He definitely has that type of game. But Ethan Happ could shoot it. I don't think DK could shoot.
Ethan Happ could not shoot it.
He couldn't?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Happ's pretty good. Yeah,
Happ's a great guard.
I think you'd be third or fourth.
Okay, I'll take that. I was gonna like try and talk myself into like I'm an asset because just you need a floor spacer that knows what they're
We
doing.
need we could we could use some shooting. We could use some guys that are knocking down shots. So I think
Phone
you'd fit
me
in.
in. I'll make the drive. Phone me in. Monday nights.
Well, if you're coming down for the game, I might possibly have a hoop run for you Saturday morning if you can swing it.
I'd for sure swing that. Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk
We
offline.
made plans. I like this. Rowlett Texas Boiler. Not sure if you have answered this in the past and I missed it, but your thoughts on this idea of reseeding the Sweet 16? To me, that ruins the fact that a bracket could break well for a team. Your thoughts?
Uh, I mean, that's just part of the tournament, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I would never, ever want this to happen, ever. I hate it. That's not what basketball is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's let's not ruin March Madness. And people want expansion. Expansion's one thing. We don't need to like get cute and tweak everything here. CB, parentheses misunderstood, says, I think this is Coleman's burner, who is now CB
it
misunderstood.
Is.
Zach Edey or Robert Wadlow?
I don't know who Robert Wadlow is, but I'm gonna go ahead and take Zach Edey.
Yeah, there was some crazy. There was a big talent discussion yesterday. We were going through like UConn and Illinois and Purdue's players, and the words "Dane Danger has more talent than Zach Edey" were said from by Bins. I'm in shambles over that one. I got to be honest. Like talent, what does talent mean?
It's honestly, it seems like the words talent and skilled seem like a crutch to talk about players that aren't doing something yet, but like we hope they do something.
Like players who aren't doing anything on the floor are suddenly talented because of promise. Where like I'm lost. And like, to me, every part of basketball is a talent, the same way it could be like shooting is a talent. Some people are inherently good at shooting. Stamina, that's a talent. That's a physical talent, being able to play 40 minutes. I don't know. Like the defense, there are things defensively that are talents to me. And I don't know. I just got lost in that. That one distracted me. Jesse says, can I get some flowers for Purdue Fort Wayne if they close this out in your next big thing? They beat Tarleton. He said a box score. Your thoughts?
Yeah, really pulling for the Mastodons in their championship game coming up in the CBT, I believe. How many tournaments are there?
I don't know. We need to get rid of that. I want less basketball. That's what I want. BoilerCon says, are Sleepers Media just a couple of YouTube merchants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah. I think we are entirely YouTube merchants. JMay51 says, if Duke beats Houston, are the soft allegations dead, or do they come back up if Duke gets punked later in the tournament?
The thing is, and I hate saying this, if you get punked by Houston, you just get punked by Houston. There's a lot of teams that aren't soft that get punked by Houston.
Soft can help you in the tournament. That's my current theory. I'm working with this. So, like,
soft is in.
You want to be soft against Houston in the NCAA tournament. I think you do. Travis Nelson says Reese's trees, eggs, pumpkins is the world's greatest candy. Guy was also getting on us privately for pronouncing it Reese's and not Reese's. Your thoughts?
My dad always told me, don't let people correct you that can't actually make you correct. Like, what is Guy going to do if we keep pronouncing it like that, actually? And I love Guy. Well, like, what's he going to do?
Your dad also didn't tell you that. That's not advice that Luther ever gave you. Also, I'm eating a Reese's egg right now. It's incredible.
When are you going to run out of those? I feel like you've just been having those. Do you have, like, 4 bags down there?
Oh, still just one bag. About halfway done.
Okay. Okay, nice.
I'm eating a lot on the show today. That's not great. Same old Lions says, follow up on the Reese's. Can we get the unequivocal rankings of the best Reese's? Thinking eggs, trees, pumpkins, regular cups, stuffed cups, to name a few.
All right, so I'm out on like any stuffed cups, like the ones with like caramel, the oversized ones, like anything like that. I'm out on. Number one will always just be the original one. That's number one. I'm not here to argue that whatsoever. I also don't like any of the inverses of that, like the ones that are like peanut butter on the outside, chocolate on the inside, the white chocolate Reese's. Like, stop getting so cute. It's for me, it goes regular Reese's, Christmas trees, then eggs, then pumpkins.
I'm close. The OG is one. I would go egg two. I would go tree three. I would throw pieces four. I do like Reese's pieces.
Not a pieces guy.
Okay. Well,
out of pieces got. Have you had the ones that they literally just make like the it's Reese's PC size, but they're like actual just Reese's cups?
Oh, like the miniature cups?
Yeah, like the miniature cup, they're like the Reese's PC size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think cups. So. Yeah, those are solid. So,
like, I'd rather have those than that. The only Reese's adjacent thing that's okay to me is the Reese's Take Five. That's okay. An incredible candy bar.
Never had it. Might have to try that later today. Burner says, can we make sure we pronounce Reese's correctly as well? They are really upset you keep saying Reese's.
What I go back to, what are you going to do about it? Recess. I'm going to call him recess, and you're not going to do anything about it. So
You call it,
here we go.
do you call it Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. But Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's the candy.
Reese's Puff. Reese's Puff. Peanut butter chocolate candy.
All right. Crispy K has the final comment today. Do you guys play euchre?
Yes. I'm good at it too.
Because
I carry cards with me at all times.
I do play euchre, although I'm going to get real snobby about it here for a moment. If you play euchre, you are a simple-minded person, and you need to play bid euchre, a.k.a. pepper. And once you learn how to play pepper, you will not be able to play euchre and enjoy it again. Pepper is way more fun. You get, because euchre, you get stuck. If you get like two nines and a 10, you're cooked. Your hand is done. There's nothing you can do. In pepper, it's the same game where you call a suit. There's a trump, bowers, all of that. But you can also call high or low. So if you have a hand of all aces, you can win with that. You can call with nines and tens and have runs and win with that. And you play, it's a longer game. You play to 42. You can use your partner's cards the same way. It's a much better game. Just trust me on that.
Two things. I'd be down to play that, first thing. Also, second thing, why do I feel like you don't like pepper in general?
Like the food pepper?
Yeah, like you're not a pepper guy. You're a salt guy, but you're not pepper.
I'm a pinch of pepper guy. You can definitely overuse. You can overuse pepper, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Just interested to know that.
Pepper and scrambled eggs, for sure.
Oh, yeah. But you ever have pepper and mac and cheese?
I have before.
Do like a little good pepper and mac and cheese.
To me, that's depending on what the mac and cheese looks like, it could be a little bit of stretch of doing too much.
Well, I'm not putting that much. If I'm getting like some real nice like baked mac and cheese, you really don't need like pepper that really like that. But if I'm doing like box mac and cheese, then pepper is a must.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's fair. All right, thanks for the comments. Good job today, Discord. A lot of food talk today, which is on brand for anything involving Carter. Let's get to the show. Let's start with this. We're going to do a player draft of everybody in the Sweet 16. You're going to end up with five players. I'm going to end up with five players. You're also going to end up with a coach. I'm going to end up with a coach. I don't want to do a bench because I'm just going to go ahead and say it. None of the bench guys matter to me. There you go. Sorry, Mason Gillis and everybody. Nobody in the Sweet 16 matters. Player draft. You want the first pick or the second pick?
I want the first pick.
Are we doing snake style so I get second and third?
Nope, we're just going, I get first, you get second, I get
third.
Well,
that seems fundamentally unfair.
It's also fundamentally unfair that your people enslaved my people for thousands of years.
It's a good point. You can have the first pick. What's your
Thank you. My first pick is going to be Zach Edey.
I'm so mad you just get Zach Edey because of that, man. What am I supposed to do? All right.
I'm getting better at this.
My pick is Terrence Shannon. Where are you going to go from here? Your ancestors can't help you with this one.
I'm trying to be strategic on where you're going to go, too. That's going to change. I'm going to go connect.
It's the correct pick. It is the correct pick.
Would you have took him if I didn't take him?
To be honest, I forgot he existed there for a moment, but
good call.
So I'm building a team to try and beat your team. That's now where my mind has flipped here. It's not necessarily the team I want to build. I'm building a team to try and beat your team. So I know some guys that you could end up with here down the line. And I want to explicitly make sure I beat your team. So I am going to take, Jamal Shedd. I think Jamal Shedd's the best leader and the best defensive guard left in the tournament.
Okay. I'm going to take Mark Sears.
Taking Sears over Kolick and Braden?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't have that on my card. This might be the first draft I ever lose to you. Oh. All right. I'm gonna take Donovan Clingan just to make sure you don't like steal both bigs from me. I have Donovan Clingan.
Okay, so right now I got Sears, I got Connect, and I have Edie. Honestly, really don't care about checking that much, to be honest with you. I'm gonna go Shannon. No, sorry, not Shannon. You already picked Shannon. My apologies. I'm gonna go Shireman.
Okay. I'm gonna go Keshaw Johnson.
I'm gonna go Coleman.
I'm gonna go Dan Hurley.
Wow, going with the coach.
Seems you've
taking
already
them from me, right?
You've already gotten all your players. I might as well get my coach. Maniac, by the way. I just got the maniac. I got the psychopath. So good luck here.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know if I'm going to win the coaching match, but I think you got that one off rip. Give me Samson.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Damn, I like what you did with this draft. That was good. Okay. So there's a lot of good players. Like Tyler Kolek hasn't been taken. Nobody from Iowa State's been taken. Ladie hasn't been taken.
You have one more pick, don't you?
I do. I'm looking at who I want here. I'm spitballing. RJ Davis has not been taken. Caleb Love has not been taken. Like Trey Alexander, Kalk. There's a lot of good players in this Final Four. That's my takeaway. Braden Smith. So I'm going all defense, clearly. Jamal Shedd, Donovan Clingan, Keshaw Johnson, Terrence Shannon. I think I have enough defense. I need a score. I'll take RJ Davis.
Good. I like that backcourt. Shedd Davis, a little undersized, but definitely buckets.
Shedd Davis, Shannon, Keshaw, Clingan to me is like, how are you scoring on that? With a maniac coaching. I like that.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how I'm scoring on that. Mark Sears, Baylor Shireman, Dalton Connect, Coleman Hawkins, Zach Edey.
So you went the number one offense, number 120 defense route, which is the teams that always lose in the tournament.
I feel like my team is a little bit underrated defensively.
I think I have a top five offense and defense. Number one defense, fourth best. Kind of profiling like UConn a little bit with UConn's coach.
Your backcourt is also tiny.
Yeah, who cares? Like, what?
You
what?
Should we, care.
Good guards win in March. It's not big guards win in March. Any comment on neither of us picking Tyler Kolek or Braden Smith?
With all due respect to Braden, there's a lot of good guards.
Is Illinois the only team that had two players picked here? I think so, right?
Yeah.
No Tristan Newton.
There was a world where I went Caravan at my four next to Edie.
That would have been a mistake. I'm shocked that Illinois is the team that got two players. Interesting. Interesting. Fascinating. Okay. That was a fun
a
episode.
Team that's Illinois is probably the most interchangeable team.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let us know in the comments who you think won that draft. I love Carter's team more than mine, but I think if it was winning a head-to-head game, I would take mine in the title. I do. To our next topic, I want to go through every single matchup in the Sweet 16 and hypothesize what would happen if these teams played a seven-game series, NBA playoff style. Now, we have long talked about it. March is fluky. There's a lot of luck involved. Anything can happen in a 40-minute basketball game. The longer a series was played, the less likely it is that the underdog pulls a crazy upset. So I just want to note, there's some very close matchups here that I think would probably go seven games. There's some very overmatched matchups here where we think teams are going to dominate. But would they sweep? Let's go through it and assign what we think it would be. Starting in the West, or no, in the East, sorry. UConn-San Diego State, seven-game series, what happens?
4-0.
San Diego State?
UConn.
Just wanted a clarification. You don't think they'd get one?
No.
All right. Are any of those games close?
No.
All right, I agree. Illinois, Iowa State. Fascinating one. I have my answer.
I think Iowa State would win in 7 games.
That was my exact answer. I think the defense would be there more consistently than Illinois' offense. Just
Yeah.
slightly.
Yep. That's how I would approach it.
But
Wow.
I think
All right. So we're.
Illinois' wins would be more blowout fashion, but Iowa State would more consistently be there. Yeah.
Do you think it would flip back and forth, or would it be like Illinois up 3-1 and they
Well,
lose
are we
three
doing
straight?
home and homes here? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I think it would flip back and forth. I think both teams would steal a game on the road.
Oh, see, I have a hard time. I don't know. You think Illinois is going up in the Ames and getting the dub?
I kind of wish this happened now that we're talking about it. Like a home and home, a home game in the tournament.
I don't mean to disrespect Champaign, but Ames be rocking.
A home game in the tournament would be really, really fun. North Carolina,
Yeah.
Alabama, 7-game series.
I think Bama in six.
What?
Yeah.
You're disrespecting this Carolina team so much. It's wild to me.
I think in these 7-game series, coaching comes into play a lot.
What
And
is
I trust
Oates? What
Oates
has
more than
Oates ever done in the tournament? Huh? Can I,
I trust Oates more than I trust Hubert.
Kurt, Hubert Davis has coached 8 NCAA tournament games at Carolina. They've covered the spread in all 8 of them. Like, it's not just he covers every time.
If he gets there.
I can't believe we're like trying to shit on Hubert right now when all they do is cover every time they get to the tournament. It's insane.
If they get to the point.
I would have Carolina in 5. Like they're a much better team. I think they have the coaching advantage here. I'm baffled by the way you're slandering the Tar Heels this week. Clemson, Arizona, 7-game series.
I think we'll take Arizona 6 games.
I lean more 5, but I'm not mad at it. You think what's the path for Clemson there?
I think Clemson wins 2 straight to start it, shocks them, and then Arizona rips off 4 straight.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that for sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. We'll say in 6 for Zona. To the other side of the bracket, Houston Duke. I could see this going a variety of ways. This could be like the matchup you think goes 7 and then a team sweeps.
I think Houston wins in 7. Houston wins in 7, and it's just like the Samson in a 7 game in game 7, defense, toughness, find a way, overcomes the talent in game 7.
That's probably fair. I have Duke winning this game, but I think Houston would win a 7-game series and it would go long, either 6 or 7. I'm with that. 7 sounds more fun. So Houston 7. NC State Marquette.
Marquette in 5.
Marquette and 5 felt right to me too. DJ Burns and Horn would get 1 between the two of them somehow
Yeah.
on like a crazy game, but Marquette's too good. Tough matchup. Okay, Purdue Gonzaga.
I'm not going to overthink this. I don't think Gonzaga can mess with Purdue, to be honest with you. I think it'd be Purdue and at I Purdue in 5. I think Zags may get 1, but Purdue in 5.
Purdue sweep is fine with me. I think if Gonzaga isn't competitive in that first game, I think it would very quickly snowball. That's my read on it. Home and homes would make it different. If Purdue had to go out west, maybe. But if we're just
Very
saying
true.
7 on a neutral, I would say Purdue in 4. Creighton, Tennessee. Fun one here. Another one I think could be a sweep, could be 7 games. You could see it either way.
Tennessee in 7 with a legacy don't connect Bron level game 7.
I like that call. I think Creighton would win a lot of games here. Just off shooting. Like if Creighton's making shots, they win games. If they don't make shots, Tennessee wins the game. But yeah, that would be fun. I wish we could see a 7-game series of that. That's probably the best game here on paper, right?
There's nothing I love more than like a basketball team that is just dependent on if they make shots or not. Just pure as basketball and the way the game's meant to be played.
I take that back. Illinois Iowa State's the best game, but I think Creighton Tennessee might be the most competitive series if this was played the way we said. It'd be
Yeah,
fun.
probably.
Really fun. Okay, that was a fun exercise. I enjoyed that. Our final topic today, I want to hear you give me the final four that you want to see the most. Not the final four you believe is going to happen, but what's the final four matchups that you are rooting for in your heart here?
UConn,
Huh?
Arizona.
Hold on. UConn over Illinois?
Yeah.
What?
Because I'm sorry, I got to get to UConn Purdue. Like, there's only one way to settle this. I got to get to UConn Purdue. And it's coming at the expense of Illinois, but I got to get to UConn Purdue somehow.
You'd rather see UConn Purdue more than Illinois Purdue round three with a title on the line?
Yes.
Interesting. I think Illinois fans are going to be devastated, heartbroken from this development, but continue. Go on.
All right. I'm also sorry that if that did happen, I think Purdue just wins again. I think they just win again.
Maybe Illinois's playing better. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. You told me it's fake. They're not really playing better. It
Oh,
seems they're
the
playing better,
numbers
but they're
don't
really
show it. We
playing.
our hearts say they are, but your heart's out on the Illini now at the biggest moment of the season. So I don't know. Like
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
you're looking me in the eye and saying if UConn plays Illinois in the Elite Eight, your heart wants UConn?
No. No.
This is the exercise.
All right, fine. No. UConn. I need to see UConn Purdue. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Illini.
All right.
UConn, Arizona, Duke Purdue. Purdue versus UConn. It's our championship game.
You want Duke surprises me a little bit.
I need a little more F in that. Unfortunately, Duke's got a little more brand recognition, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Mine's gonna be similar, although I can't believe you're doing the UConn thing. I want Illinois. I'm rooting for Illinois hard.
Do you not want to see UConn versus Purdue in the championship game?
I'm worried that like the internet would melt down if that happened. I'm like afraid for our livelihoods if it was Purdue UConn. I think we could survive Illinois
And
Purdue.
you think we could survive an Illinois Purdue national title game?
Yeah, I do.
My
I do.
brother in Underwood.
I think Illinois fans are more rational than UConn fans from what I've seen.
Very possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Illinois. I'm going Illinois. I'm going to surprise you here. I'm going North Carolina. Because I want them to advance because I don't like them. So I want North Carolina to get to a Final Four and get exposed on a national stage. That's what I'm rooting for.
You don't want Caleb, so you basically don't want Caleb Love to get his revenge either.
I mean, if that game came head to head, I would be rooting for Caleb Love to get his revenge, but also like I despise watching Caleb Love play basketball. So by default, I'd rather see Caleb Love not play in the Final Four. And if North Carolina kept advancing, like think of how big Riley Davis's ego would be if North Carolina beat Arizona in the Elite Eight, and then he gets to a Final Four against Illinois, and it's the whole week is Riley just like slandering Coleman and like, you guys just slobber all over Illinois. They're not even that good. And then Illinois just blitzes them by 45. Like that's my dream scenario here. Riley Davis had the audacity to text me and say, we've won essentially all of our big games this year. As if UNC didn't lose to a rival in the ACC championship game and also lose to Kentucky and also lose to UConn and also lose to Kyle Neptune in the battle for Atlantis. Like, my dog, you do not even have a 500 record in your biggest games this year. And you're like, there's such a delusional aspect to North Carolina's program fans. And Harrison Ingram is the reason for all of this. It's insane.
I'm with you. I would hope that Illinois boat race North Carolina again. That'd be poetic.
I've been working on a this guy's a gangster. His real name's Harris in
Yes.
line lately. He's talking real tough right now for a Stanford kid. Okay, to the other side. I want Purdue. I want Purdue. Have to want Purdue. I don't know if my heart actually wants Purdue, but I have to want Purdue. And then Ooh. I don't know. I don't really like any of these four teams. I guess I want Duke. I think I'm with you. Jared McCain's my favorite player in that group. So I'll go Duke. And then I want Purdue to beat Duke. I want Illinois to beat UNC by 70. I mean, I would want Illinois to beat Purdue for the title if they came head to head.
Wow.
Who would you want? Is that why you picked UConn so you could avoid saying who you would root for in Illinois Purdue? It's a smart move by you.
Yeah, man, calling not chess, brother.
Oh, but I do love Purdue.
And your title pick would come true. That'd be a nice bounce back after losing last year, your title pick in the first weekend.
Yeah, that's so true. We need these teams to keep advancing. Keep it up. What would your least favorite Final Four be? Just quickly. Like, what are you rooting doesn't happen?
My least favorite would be Clemson, San Diego State, NC State, Tennessee.
Connect though. I think my answer would be the same, but with Gonzaga.
Yeah, I'd say, okay, yeah, true. I throw that in there.
Yeah, it'd be gross. Okay, fun exercise, fun show today. What's your one big thing presented by Bigby?
My one big thing is I want to send a shout out to non-fat plain Greek yogurt and the versatility that it has. You can make so many things with that. You can make sauces. You can make a nice parfait bowl. You can use it as sour cream. The versatility of it has been monumental to my livelihood. And I just want to let it know that it's very appreciated. My favorite is the Chobani brand, but I would go with like any brand to be honest with you. Just non-fat plain Greek yogurt. And the versatility that it has is very much appreciated in the Elliott household. And I just want to send a shout out to them.
Okay.
I'm very hungry right now. And after we record this, I plan on making a nice little parfait.
Okay. Noted. This fits the theme of this whole episode of me being fat. My one big thing is that I had a Culver's burger for the first time yesterday.
Ooh. Well, yeah, for the first time?
I've never had a burger from Culver's
Oh
until
my, oh brother.
yesterday.
Hey, Culver's burgers slap.
Yeah, never had one until yesterday. That might be the best fast food burger.
It's pretty good. Did you get any ice cream with it? They got like the little concrete mixers. Their ice cream is elite.
No, although I did think about it. We were just grabbing a quick dinner on the way of picking our daughter up from daycare. And yeah, just to drive through, like, oh, I'll get a burger. I've never had a burger from Culver's before. Incredible.
Yeah, great burgers.
Also got curds.
Gotta get curds.
Curds are my favorite food, I think.
You're a Wisconsin guy at heart.
In my heart, I'm from Wisconsin. Me and Marcus
You
Dumas are Wisconsin.
you're Milwaukee through and through.
Like I want to show up to like the family Christmas party, and me and Marcus Dumas are just like playing Chinese checkers in the corner. That's what my dream is.
For
That's
some
the
reason, I
dream.
feel like Damask would actually join you for a family Christmas party.
Ani would love Dumas. Would love to host him.
He would show up with a he'd show up with a hat, right? A Santa hat. He definitely would have a Santa hat.
He'd have a Santa hat and he'd be really excited for like late night karaoke with his aunts and uncles. Be in our
He'd be
PJ, in our matching PJs.
Wait, you and Mark the mascot matching features.
That's the show. We'll see you tomorrow.